Hello, it is that time that we once again learn together about goal setting. At the last video, I promised to make a video on goal setting. The last one was on goals, which we established that it is those things that are important to us we want to achieve at a specific time within the available resources, and we channel our effort towards actualizing them. Then, what is goal setting? Goal setting simply means the process of determining what we want to achieve in life and direct our effort towards it. These things must have a specific time and also within the available resources. So that is goal setting. When you sit down to think, what do I have to achieve for the year 2020, for examples? You now begin to identify those things and you sit down to prioritize those things. So that process is called goal setting. But for one to set goals and achieve them, he or she should have understanding of what I call the 3 Ds. The 3 Ds, the first D stands for desire. What do you really want to achieve? Must be out of your burning desire. You must desire it. It must be something that it means a lot to you. It must be something that will impact on your life. It must be something that make meaning to you. That is the desire. If you don't have the burning desire, you will not be able to achieve that particular thing. The next D is drive. What will drive you? Why do you want it? The drive answers the why question. Why do you want to achieve that thing that you have the desire for? If you do not have drive, you cannot meet up with your desire, because the drive is what pushes you. It's like a car that is moving. You throttle it, you accelerate, the car moves. If you do not accelerate it, if you do not throttle the car, it will not move. So that thing that pushes you is the why. When you are able to answer, why do I want to achieve these goals? Why do I want to achieve my attitudes? Do I want to change my attitude? Why do I want to establish this particular business? Why this business is important to me? Why do I want to get married? Why do I want to start a school? Why do I want to enroll in a training program? Why do I need to build my capacity? Why do I need to diversify? Why do I need to in the next 3 months be able to create additional source of income? That thing, that drive must be there. You must answer that questions. That will drive your desire. The last D is do. What do you need to do to achieve those things that you want? Goals are not wishes. I wish to do this, I wish to do that. You must do something. So that is the part of it. If you have the desire, good. If you have the drive, good. And in fact, if your drive does not go with action, the doing part of it, my brother, my sisters, my friends, my clients, you are wasting your time. So the 3 Ds come to play in this process of you setting goals. It is very, very important. If you do not have these 3 Ds in your mind, if you do not plan according to these 3 Ds, you cannot achieve your goal setting process and you cannot achieve your goals. So let us, maybe in this particular video, let us consider desire. The first D, what do you want? You should brainstorm to identify all the things you can think of as your wants and needs. Write them down. Those things you want to achieve, those things you want to change in your life, those things you want to do, those are the things that make up your goals. So write them down as many as. So goal setting process is not something you just do haphazardly. No, you need time, you need pain, you need bile, you need to identify as many things as possible that you know you want, that you know you need. Write them down. So the next step, focus on those things you can achieve within 1 year. Remember in last video, I make mention of chunks, breaking your goals into chunks. You have a goal you want to achieve in 10 years time. You need to break it down into chunks so that you follow those steps, so that you monitor the progress. So when you might have identified as many things as possible that you want to achieve in life, you break them down into yearly goals. Start with a year goal. For instance, year 2020, you may have set your goals for this year. Check your list and check those that are similar, having identified as many as. Those that are similar, those that relate to each other, group them into larger groups. I believe you are following me. Having identified as many, maybe 20, out of these 20, there are those that look alike. In fact, I tell you, whatever that comes to your mind, write it down. In this process now, you begin to organize it. Group them into similar things. Group them. At the end of the day, you know, the next thing you need to do now, you prioritize the ones that are most important and circle it. After grouping them, maybe you have a group of 5, group of 10, group of 3, depending on how many your wants and needs are. You now begin to do the process of prioritizing. You now circle them according to how important it is. You circle and tag them, maybe using the scale of 1 to 3, depending on the number of groups that you are having, or using the scale of 1 to 5, depending on how many you have been able to group them. Then the next one is identify 1 to 2 goals for the year. If you want to achieve so many things, you'll be overwhelmed. Identify 1 to 2 goals in a year. Those that will make greater impact in your life for that year. Approach the most important one first. Don't try to carry all things together at once. That will be the beginning of your failure. Remember, I mentioned 3 D's. I mentioned desire, I mentioned a drive, and I mentioned do. And in this video, we only focus on desire. Desire is you trying to identify those things you desire in your life. When you identify them, you group them. When you group them, you circle them by prioritizing them and choose 1 or 2 goals you want to achieve for that year. And you work toward it. Avoid carrying everything together so that you will not be overwhelmed. Thank you very much for being there. The next video, we will consider the second D. Be there and dream to be great. If you wish to learn more, you can contact me on my social media handles. Facebook, my name is Ndiana Basi Ekarika. I run a Facebook page by name ND1 InfoBeast. Like my page so that you can learn more on a daily basis. LinkedIn, my name is Ndiana Basi Ekarika. In Instagram, follow me on ND1 Consults. On Twitter, follow me on @ND1 Blog. Those are my social media handles. Chat with me, ask any question. You can also call me on the number on the screen. I will be very glad to work with you. I will be very glad to help you set your goals the right way. My name is Ndianabasi Ekareka, or you call me ND1. Till we see next time. Bye.